Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yeah, you see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping.
It's the streets that's talking, sports talk show with it, Twista Hip Hop. From a street perspective, it's Wild Out Wednesday. We wasn't able to come on the show Saturday. We probably won't come on the show this Saturday either because of the holiday. But I just want to say this, from the Dream Team, I'm your host, L Boogie. Styles the God, ICE, OG the Buck. And the engineer, like I said, the OG the Buck. We in the building, man. What's the deal, ICE?
What's good, baby? Wild Out Wednesday, baby. Just getting back from a rough weekend. I had a great time. Birthday weekend. I'm feeling good. Hey, man, but I'm back, baby. I'm back.
No doubt, no doubt. Happy birthday to Ice, man, the triple OG. With the deal, T. Rizzy, you in the building, baby?
What it do, Dream Team? What it do to the people in the street? I see you in the silence. What's going on out there this evening?
Oh, man. It's the first of the month. And you know when it's first of the month, most likely what happens, either you get money or you lose money. And we know that Cam Newton was guaranteed 3.5. But I want to ask you first, T-Ro. And I want to take your word. Are you surprised that Cam Newton was cut by the New England Patriots? That might have been the biggest cut. Is it there, T-Rizzy? Guess not. What you think, ICE? Are you surprised that the New England Patriots cut Cam Newton?
Well, I was surprised, but not surprised. Because if you can cut Tom Brady, who cares about Cam Newton? Okay, Cam Newton, he okay. But if you cut Tom Brady, if Tom Brady can go, man. I mean, we love Cam Newton, man. But we seen with Matt Johnson, he completed about 68% of his passes, man. He moved the ball with efficiency. He made all the right reads. And this is his first year under the belt, man. I was impressed. You know, even though Cam went 10-11 on one game, then he caught the COVID or whatever. But I really think it's more so about the vaccine shot he was supposed to take that he didn't take. And so that's what it is. I really do believe that. You got to keep a Cam Newton as a backup. You can't have Brian Hoyer and Jason Pittman as your backup. So with some more than that, you know, Brian Hoyer is not a he's been a backup for years, but there's no way Brian Hoyer is better than no Cam Newton, man. So that has something to do with that vaccine shot. And I believe Matt Jones, he probably would eventually been won the job as the season went along, because I feel Cam Newton went all the way together as, you know, as that precise passer.
Streets, Styles of God, this is your team. Are you surprised that Cam Newton was cut?
Man, well, y'all know this is my team, man. I got the inside scoop on it, man. Cam Newton wanted a starting job for 17 weeks this year with New England, and that was the main reason that he got relief from New England, because New England didn't think that he was going to be able to remain a starter for 17 weeks. On top of not having the vaccine shot, you know, Coach Belichick definitely said that it had nothing to do with the vaccine shot, but it had somewhat to do with it. You just can't trust your player, man. And at some point, the NFLPA is they're gonna mandate that you have to have that vaccine if you want to get paid the billions, man. They're definitely gonna change that. So these players that's not wanting to get the vaccination, they're gonna be in trouble, because the NFLPA definitely gonna change that policy coming up soon, because the coronavirus ain't going nowhere. But I was not shocked that Cam Newton got released. The kid Matt Jones has been tearing it up in camp and at practice. Well, like I said to you guys backstage, it's just practice and it's just the preseason. It's not against the full 11 guys on the other side of the ball. So we'll see what that guy Jones looked like during the regular season. But he did. He looked really, really good during the preseason. I'll tell you that. That's my take. Yeah.
Street, I tell you this about Cam. Man, I'm going to say it probably had to do something with both. Cam Newton, I don't think wanted a backup role. And when you're neck and neck, as Ice has said, they made the read, both guys. What do you do? That's on any job. You promote the younger guy who has the bigger ceiling. We know right now Cam Newton is dwindling down. We know that he's on the downside of his career, not saying that he's a bad quarterback, but he's not in his prime anymore. Let's just be honest with that. But I think, just like I said last year, I mean, he was on audition. Yes, he didn't have weapons, but he could have been a little bit more accurate. And I think that just drove New England to go get a quarterback. I think the vaccine, they're saying it's not. But Styles had said he got a kite flown to him. He said that was part of it. And we know those guys like Allen Iverson, Cam Newton, they have egos. They think if they still can run up and down the field that they should start, not being a backup role. So am I shocked? Yes, I'm kind of shocked, because I thought he would go with the veteran. And, you know, but as Styles said, it probably was the notion that he may not play all 16 or 17 games and be consistent, and the rope was there to hang Cam as soon as he made one mistake. So I got to go with that. Hey, guys, they're in the first set in the second round, man. We got to give a shout-out to Sloan Stephens and Coco Gauff, two African-American young ladies playing in the U.S. Open. We got to give him a shout-out, man. We got to give him a shout-out. But let me ask you this. Was there any other cut that surprised you as a big-time guy? I know you guys were, you know, looking on the waiver wire and seeing if any big-time guys have been waived. But, you know, and I want to ask you this, Styles, I'm going to go to you first before we go to the break. Cam Newton has been cut. And I'm going to ask you, is there any team right now that is uncomfortable with their starter, or does Cam Newton wait till someone gets hurt and he gets a phone call? I'm going to go to you first, Styles the Guy. What do you think about that?
Well, I got an inside scoop on it, guys, and I'm going to let you know, man, Cam Newton will be a Texan or a Redskin. He will be a Texan or a Redskin. Now, if he becomes a Texan, it's the bottom of the barrel, guys. We know what happens when you're at the bottom of the barrel. A lot of interceptions, a lot of turnovers. You're not going to have a winning record. So I don't want to see my boy Cam Newton go out like that at the end of his career. I'd rather Cam sit.
We got it. Hold on. I hate to cut you off, but we got to say the Washington football team. Remember, they're not the Redskins anymore, so you got
to
respect.
I was getting ready to change it. I apologize. I was getting ready to change it. But I hate to see him sit with and just take a butt whipping with the Texans. But with the Washington football team, man, I think he should just sit, let Fitzmagic, you know, drain his welcome there in Washington, and you know, take that job on, man. So I do think that he can be a use for the Texans or the Washington football team. That's my take.
ICE, what do you think? Should he sit on the couch, wait for the call, or should he, you know what I mean, go to the second string and be on call to be first, because some teams aren't situated at the quarterback position.
Well, I think there's a lot of teams that could take on him right now. Even the Dallas Cowboys should take an interest in him. I know the Redskins got interest in him, but if I'm him, I'm gonna go to a team, man, and get to learn that system, because I think he got a problem with learning the system like everybody else do. Because Matt Jones came in and learned that system, man.
You better give Washington that credit, man. You better respect the Washington football team.
I'm just saying, man. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. In Washington, just like the Guardians, the Cleveland Guardians. You're right. The Washington football team. But I think saying that his ex-coach is there, man, I think he can go there, man, and get some time there, just be a backup and just work his way to a starter. But I still think he's legit to me. I mean, he didn't throw a lot of yardage last year, but he still rushed for 12 touchdowns. You know, in the new system last year with the COVID and all this, you know, he didn't throw a lot of touchdown passes. He had 8 touchdown passes and 12 interceptions, but he did rush for 12 touchdowns. But he still can play. So I just wanted to go find a team where he could just learn the system and be ready. There's no way Cam Newton can sit on the couch and all these football players is playing. No way. He's the best backup in the league right now.
But that's the that's the thing. Are you finished, Ivy? What would you say?
No, but I think right now he's a borderline backup. He's a borderline backup starter. Take what he can.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. He has the Allen Iverson syndrome. Remember Allen Iverson? After a while in his career, he was being shipped. He even got shipped to Memphis. And he said he's not coming off the bench. And I just think that I'm with you, Ice. And so I think that he should take the backup role, and he will probably be, get into the starter position and hold it down. But however, I don't think he's going to do that. But I think that you're to your point, Coach Rivera,
maybe threw him a kite, as we would say in the streets, and say, Cam, be ready. Be ready. Because if Fitz don't come with the magic, we coming to you. So be ready. Be ready.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
Can I say one thing about Fitzpatrick? Man, he going to have
yeah.
five good games, and then that, the rest, that's going to be the season, man. That's what he always do. So, and, you know, going to get hot for a minute, and then he's going to go back to reality. He is what he is, a backup
wow.
all his life.
Street. He's been a bag up his whole life. Wow.
Fitzpatrick's been a
yeah,
bag.
It's gonna...
He'll win.
Go ahead.
I'm listening.
No. Go ahead. I'm waiting on you.
If Fitzpatrick lasts a whole year, I will be shocked, man. He has never played 16 straight games in a season. He always get benched out through the year. He always show out and have great. He really kicks in about 7-8 weeks in the season. These are facts. Can't tell him when he won a playoff game. He never did.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little Ben Simmons, guys. We're going to talk a little college football. It kicked off tonight. It kicked off last weekend. We're going to talk about that. Big games coming up Saturday. I need your take. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got T-Row, Styles the God, ICE, and the OG the Buck, who bringing the funk. It's the first of the month.
I get up to back to where at night. I give up my nigga, they give it to play, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, we get P.O.D. Beat for the green league. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Cause the 4-4 feet when they roll so low. Break if you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo. Keep your bankroll. We having a celebration, sure to stay high. Nigga, never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine. Crime after crime. Put the grief to the bag, cause mom got a grab on the grill. If we got the bow, oh. You know what's the first of the month, and my nigga, we chill for real. I'm on the bus.
hard cause them niggas been head braided. We heavy up into this game. Two to the first, just call me that post line. Them niggas and dimes, the 20s and 50s, the first be the day for the dope man. Slangin' that cocaine, boo. And I'm working late tonight. And all them things be loving them food. Till I got them rocks for them pipes, them come with the end. I gotta get paid. All the first, gotta blaze up my flip. You live with the bosses for where the hustlers in the graveyard shift. On the first, wake up.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got Styles of God, ICE, T-Row, and the OG the Buck, the traffic controller. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Collinwood Cobra organization, man, as they continue their quest on helping young men and women strive for their dream. We've been talking about the surprise cut of Cam Newton. What do you think his future holds? We've been talking about the U.S. Open, Sloane Stephens versus Coco Gauff. Man, two young African-American young ladies going at it, second round. They know they could have did better than that. If they're going to match them up like that, let it be the third round, not the second. Straight. Hey, man, it was a big fight in the land. Jay Paul, Tyrone Woodley. And I want to ask a question. Hey, shout out to my man Montana Love, too, from the land. He put on a hell of a show. TKO in the eighth round. He used to spar at Thurgood Marshall. When he was a youngin', when I was the program director director there. Shout out to Montana, man, and we love you. ICE, I'm going to ask you first. What do you think about that fight, man, and the decision?
Man, Jake Paul is a genius. That's all I can tell you. He's a genius. He's a tough guy. He's not a boxer, but he's a fighter, and he proved that this past week. He's been messing with chumps, you know, Nate Robertson and Aries, the last fight he had. He was a real fighter, but he really wasn't no fighter. Tyron really was truly a welterweight MMA champion, but that's not boxing all the way, you know what I'm saying? So we've seen the truth. We've seen his power. He almost knocked him through the ropes. But Jake Paul showed me something, man. He hung in there. He stuck in there, and he punched, and he hit with power. He's not a boxer again, man. And he just showed that he's an entertainer, and he can make money. And Tyron Ridley is a champion, former champion. He has never, ever made that much money in his life. And he made more money this fight than he ever made, four times more. Are you kidding me? So whatever Jake Paul is doing, he's doing something great. I don't think he's going to last with the big dogs, but right now he's an entertainer and he's getting paid, and even LeBron James like him.
Street! Styles of God. What do you think? Are you impressed with what happened Saturday night in the land?
Let me tell you something. I'm impressed at the business of Jake Paul and Logan Paul. Those guys went from YouTubers, YouTuber alcoholics, to just boxing sensations right now. Like I said, they can't box, but they can fight. But what I will tell you is Tyron Woodley is a UFC legend. Okay, let me say that again. Tyron Woodley is an MMA legend, welterweight champion. And he will not be in the UFC video games coming out no more. You cannot be a legend fighter like that and go in there and lose to a YouTuber. Okay? Never mind if this guy's a fighter or not. He is a YouTuber. He started out getting 1 million views on YouTube. He never boxed in his life. He never fought in his life. This is a legendary MMA UFC fighter. He will not get no more UFC fights. He won't be in no UFC games. He will not be a legend no more. He is X out. He has an asterisk. You get a major asterisk. You got the biggest asterisk on fighters in the history of fighting. For the simple fact, you let this man dog you, bro. You threw no punches, really. And let this boy dog you, a YouTuber. He's X'd out in my book. That's my take. Yeah.
Streets, T-Rizzy, I know you watched the fight. What you think?
Oh, T-Rizzy.
T-Rizzy not on the line. Sorry about that, world. Once again, we live in a world of social media, and sometimes it works out in your favor when you get a lot of views for being an idiot. You get a lot of views for thinking that you can't do something, and you do it. And you get a lot of views for people just to see you want to lose. And I think because he's a villain, and people really wanted to see him lose or get embarrassed because he talks a lot of stuff. And when you're from Northeast Ohio, shout out to the Logan family. When you're from Northeast Ohio, you talk a lot of stuff. Ask Ice.
Mm-hmm.
He wears stripes, and he's a referee, and he still talks stuff about his jump shot while he's refing. So, hey, man. Remember Floyd Mayweather, the money team. How you think he made all his money? By being a villain, and everybody paid just to see if he lose. He has so much following. You said 1 million views on YouTube. And he got my man Willie paid more than he ever have in a championship fight for MMA. Are you kidding me? And Mr. Willie, for you to be so put on a pedestal and an icon in that field, I didn't see the rough and tough. I really did. I didn't see the rough and tough. You know what I mean? So I ain't surprised with Mr. Willie. ICE. I'm sorry, Styles the God. Big, big games coming up this weekend. Let me ask you about the one big game, and then I'm gonna end it off with the other. It's two that I'm really looking at. Miami, they're 14 against number one Alabama. And the second game, prime time. Number three Clemson against number five Georgia, man. Who you got? They coming hard this year to start the year off.
Coming hard to start this season off. They damn sure is, Pop. Let me say this, man. The Miami game, the Miami quarterback king, man, that kid got some wheels. He can throw the ball. I watched a few games last year with Miami, and he was the reason why they won that game. If they quarterback king for Miami, if he comes out and he balls out, it's going to be a tough one for Alabama. I'm going to just say that. But Alabama will prevail because they just got flat out more top five-star players than everybody else, y'all. We know this. At the end of them games, man, it just be two, three, five more five-star players making those plays against your three stars and four stars. So I got Alabama winning this one, 35-24. That's what I got Alabama winning that one, 35-24. Exciting game for the first game of the season. I'm ready for that one. And the second one, man, we got Clemson and we got Georgia. I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't never been a Georgia Bulldog fan, never. I don't believe in the Georgia Bulldogs. And I just my take. I got Clemson. They're explosive at running back, explosive on them DNs and them linebacker positions this year. And that Clemson defense is they ready this year, man. They won the top in the country. So I'm looking forward to that Clemson Alabama, man, down the stretch. But I got Clemson in that game. 35-21. That's my take. Yeah.
ICE, two big games on the marquee Saturday. Who you got?
Well, man, it's always the same top three teams the last 10 years, man. Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. That's how I go. You know what I'm saying? That's how I go. And that's probably how it's going to be as long as Nick Saban.
Notre Dame.
Well, we'll put Notre Dame in it. 1990 and Lou Holt and Tony Rice days. Yeah, I can go there if you want to go there. But we're going to the left.
He wasn't born yet. Jeez. No, he was probably about five.
I went Lou Holtz. I'm gonna go Lou Holtz with Tony Rice and the Rocket and Jerome Bettis and Tony Banks. Those guys were, Tim Brown. That was the best era, and I ain't seen ain't been close since.
That's disrespectful.
Sorry about that, Styles. You know I love you. Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. The top teams, man. Always is Alabama, Clemson, and it's going to be the same this week right here. Clemson and Georgia, it's a good game. I think that's going to be a good game. But I'm taking Clemson, and I'm taking Alabama. And, you know, it's going to probably end up the top four teams. Ohio State, of course, going to be in this. So early in the year, I'm going to start off again. Alabama wins this easy. And Clemson, one of the best defense in the league, taking Clemson. What you think?
Hey. Man, I just want to give a shout out to Miami for taking this game. They're 14 in the country. Their quarterback is coming off a major ACL injury. And for them to take on Alabama, whose defense all those guys can go to the NFL today. It made me start, and they just had cuts. So I just want to give Miami a shout-out for that, putting them on the schedule. And maybe that'll bring some recruits to come in. But one thing for sure is going to be a close game because we know Miami has difficulty against mobile quarterbacks. So let's just keep that in mind, okay? Second game, let's not forget the quarterback for Clemson. The ship did not sink when he became the quarterback after Trevor Lawrence was sidelined with COVID last year. Yes, he lost to Notre Dame, put on a hell of a show. He put on a hell of a show so much in that game that he's in the commercial and got paid from Dr. Pepper. You hear me? So I'm definitely going with Clemson. Remember, Georgia's quarterback situation is very, very frenzied. So I don't believe in Georgia. I think they were overranked. I think Georgia, at the end of the year, probably would be number 8 or number 10. Streets, come back. We're going to talk some Ben Simmons, man. We're going to see what Ben Simmons talking about. Mm-hmm. What is Ben Simmons talking about? It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. We wildin' out. And don't forget, world, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets!
Young Charlie, 2G3F. Rolling, they told me I'm Charlie, you rolling, bitch, I'm chosen. I'm hustling for Charlie and Logan, my wrist frozen. She loving my music, she open. Try me, I'm shooting, fuck all the commotion. I used to be boiling, but now I'm just coaching. They wanna beat me, they see me on TV. They say I'm the one, and I'm glad that they noticed. I ran this shit to a Benz, but I can't pretend, cause I really came from a poker. Can't stop truck on bullshit, I gotta stay focused. I'm really one on one, niggas is bogus. I know that they capping, they mad that I know they not popping no perk, and they know that I'm rolling. The bitch, she ran off with a 50, no capping. I could break it down to just scrape up 100. And I cannot floss to you, I seen it coming. Can't trust in these bitches, I feel like they haunted. The crazy part, my game, it came from a woman. I made it right back and realized that I wanted my lifestyle. Classy, I don't have to flaunt, and I'm flexing like Hogan. They told me I'm torn. Came out the slums, I'm just weighing my moment. It's me versus me, I don't see no opponent. The Cuban, the choker, the rolling two tones. Whip cross the brick, I'm not leasing or owning. My wife like my car, I'm in love with the foreign. Flashbacks of the struggle, I'm lit while performing. I'm smoking exotic, it boosts my adorns. The Charlie, I'm covering, I'm talking insurance. Rolling, they told me I'm Charlie, you rolling, bitch, I'm chosen. I'm hustling for Charlie and Logan, my wrist frozen. She loving my music, she open. Try me, I'm shooting, fuck all the commotion. I used to be ballin', but now I just coachin'. They wanna beat me, they see me on TV. They see I'm the one, and I'm glad that they notice. I rent the shit to a Benz, but I can't pretend, cause I really came from a focus. Can't stop truck on bullshit, I gotta stay focused. I'm really one-on-one niggas, it's bogus. I know that they capping, they mad that I know that I'm popping no perky. They know that I'm rolling. I got the motor mouth. If money be really talking, then I know you can hear me. I'm taking off, niggas ain't nowhere near me. The bucket had Gucci, my denim, a mirror. I felt like it's legal, my Glock for security. Diamonds be hitting, she loving my clarity. Gave her my heart, pray she never embarrassed me. This is a track call, not a charity. I'm really meant for this. I'm a problem, so please don't get into this. 7 charges and he proved my innocence. Bought a check like a motherfucking feminist. My flow is venomous, she say you benefit. No one like me and she see the difference. I got crunk compared to what I'm finna get. Cash got it started, but I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna finish it, this how I supposed to be. I've been having, so having is over me. As I told you, don't like niggas close to me. At the top, I don't see no one over me. No one is over me, straight out the county. I'm boiling, you niggas is stalling, I'm rockin' Givenchy. Don't run up on me, I'm not friendly. I know that they hate me, that's really just envy. But I got the Glock, if you try me, I let the bitch pop, I'ma blow till it's empty. I'm the CEO, you cannot pin me, I really ran this shit up from a 10-speed. These niggas be hating, but I am a fan. Keep throwing the shade, I'm starting on page. 2 G's and 3 other reps, that's to the grade. They know that I'm training, they ride my way.
Rolling, they told me I'm trying to, you rolling, bitch, I'm chosen. I'm hustling for Charlie and Logan, my wrist frozen.
It's the Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. I'm your host, Daryl Boogie. We coming from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. I got ICE, I got T-Roll, I got Styles the God. And I forgot to tell you, world, guess what? We in the building, baby. Hey, man, shout out to Coach Dunk, man. Harv, man, down in. Enjoyed the listening to us, my man Trizzy Trey out in AZ. You know what I mean? My man P down in Florida, as usual. It's Wild Out Wednesday. We've been talking about Cam Newton, the surprise cut. Are you surprised? Man, you know how it go when you the old guy and the new guy come in. You just do just as good as him. Who got the better ceiling? Ceiling with no ceiling on it. But are you surprised? Was it for vaccination? As I see you would say, was it for the future? Cam Newton say, I don't want to be a backup. If I'm a backup, cut me. Did he pull an Allen Iverson? We've been talking Sloan Stevens, Coco Gauff, two African-American young ladies battling it out in the second round. They did us dirty. They should be going out in the third round of the semis. Why so early? We've been talking college football. Clemson, Georgia. Miami, Bama. We've been talking Jake. My man Jake Paul and Tyrone Woodley. Woodley should get his MMA pass revoked like in the streets. Now, before we get to the callers, I want to ask you first, ICE. It's been talked. It's been riffs. Ben Simmons has went to management and said, I'm willing to sit out until you trade me. I want to ask you, what do you think about that, man?
Bum. How the hell are you going to tell somebody you want to sit out and you can't even hit a jump shot from 3 feet out or pull up jumper from the top of the key or 1-3 out the year, or at least 2-3 out the year? Are you kidding me? You ain't James Harden. Stop it, man. That's embarrassing, man. And he ain't seen no jumpers working out. He ain't even worried about getting some jump shots in. I don't. If I'm the general manager and you're a general manager, you try to trade me for Ben Simmons, I don't want him. I don't want him, man. We're not. If you talk about winning the championship, no. But if you talk about just a player to, you know, play for the next 8 to 10 years, and he can give you a show and get some rebounds and some dunks and some assists and some good defense. He's a good guy. He's a fourth guy on the team. He's not a third guy. You know, even though he's a great handler, a defender, he don't score. I don't care what he do. He don't score. So whoever trade for him, if it got to be a superstar, because he's an all-star. I mean, he's got to be all-stars, not a superstar, but he's an all-star. And if you don't score no points, man, it's going to be hard to trade this guy. Even though he might get traded, but it's not going to be no great player, I don't believe. You know what I'm saying? So that's on me. I don't know. My opinion, I don't think he's a great scorer at all. Everybody know that. And he's not even trying to improve. So this is like his fifth year in the league, going on his sixth year in the league, and you ain't worked on the jumper yet. Man, stop it, man. stop it. You can have him. You can have
him. What about you, ICE? I mean, excuse me, Styles of God. What do you think about Ben Simmons and his stance?
Let me tell y'all something. If I'm Doc Rivers and a player asks to be traded to any team but Philadelphia, the team he is on, any team, which means I don't care if you send me to Minnesota. I don't care if you send me to Washington. So if you don't care about going to Minnesota and Washington in the bottom of the barrel, then you're not a winner. You don't want to win.
Right.
That's what that's letting you know as a head coach, guys. Dream team. If you say
great,
I'm willing to,
great
go to
point
any
style.
Team, any
great
team,
point style.
Right? Then you're not a winner. You don't want to go to a winning team. You don't want to be a winner. You don't want to ring. You don't want to do it what you train for your whole life to hold up an NBA trophy, a championship trophy.
Street.
So if you don't want to do it for that, then give me a first-round pick and let me get anybody. I don't care who it is. I just give me players that want to win. And I can put them in a better position than Ben Simmons is putting us in as a franchise. So that's my take on Ben Simmons. He's done. He's wise. He's going to get $150, $200 million for the rest of his year because that's what the market controls for those type of players. But at the same time, he's just a player for the money, y'all. He's just there for the money. He's there for the stats and the money. That's it. He's nothing. He's doo-doo. That's my team.
Streets. OG the Buck. We got OG the Buck, man. He always bringing the music. But I got to get his take. He's the owner of an organization. One of his players came to him or coaches came to him with something like this. I'm just wondering, what would he do? OG the Buck. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, too. You got – and once
hey,
again,
hey,
it reminds
hey,
me
– yeah. Not to cut you off, but he dated a Kardashian, a Jenner. I'm sorry. That's where his career went down the drain. Just like Humphries for the Nets, just like all those other guys that dated those women. I'm sorry. Just
wow.
Have to put that in there. It's a curse. It's the curse.
Wow. OG the Buck, I'm asking you, man. What do you do? Ben Simmons.
It's tough to come behind STG. STG had a great take, man. Great take, man. You know, when I think of Ben Simmons, man, at this point of his career, I think of those three words that we trademarked. NBG, them three letters. NBG. Ben Simmons to me ain't nothing but God. Nothing but God. And I said, I'm going to say, man, let me say this. If Ben Simmons didn't have the height, didn't have that wingspan like he did, man, he wouldn't even be in conversation. So I said it again. One of my colleagues said it again. It's just what the market controls. It's just what the market controls. The market control of a player, a hybrid player like him, to demand them kind of dollars. But, man, let him be 4 inches smaller and wingspan 2 inches smaller, he'll be like Markelle Fultz, man. It's a blessing for him. You know, it's a blessing for him that he got
the size. He way better than him. At least he tried to shoot. So.
at least he tried to shoot.
Man, I'll do shit.
Streets. And you know what it reminds me back to, OG the Buck? It reminds me of the situation that they had in New Orleans with Anthony Davis. It reminds me of Rich Paul. And I love Rich Paul. He's from the land. He changed the landscape of how you do things, and this is one of the things. It was like, I don't like what's going on, so give me my ball. I'm going home. Until you know, put me somewhere where I'm a, you know what I'm saying, flourish. No, Ben. Get better. Ben Simmons is an overpay. And listen to this. And I'm not going to be like those four-letter words from somebody from there, you know, what they be on. But I'm going to say this. Ben Simmons needs to understand now where he's at. He better be a 2.0 Draymond Green. And at least Draymond do shoot a jumper, but he's going to have to turn his game into, okay, since I can't do this, it's my fifth, sixth year in the league, I better get great at playing defense. I better get great at rebounding. I better get great at my jump hook, because that's where I'm going to live at if I ain't Ben Simmons. But I tell you this, the organization, because of the market and the money that he's getting, they want a lot. And because they want a lot and his market has dropped, he's going to miss out on a lot of money. You can hold out all you want to, but in this day and age, ain't in the collective bargaining, you paying fines for not reporting to camp. Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. You paying fines for not going to camp. They not playing with you. And it just reminds me of the situation with Anthony Davis and with the New Orleans Pelicans. Why should we have to go through that? I don't understand it. But OG the Buck, let's dedicate this song right here. I'm sorry to all the guys who got cut, man, from the NFL. I know, man. We know what it is. Hopefully you bounce back. It's the streets, man. We wildin' out. We know what life is if you just got cut, man, today. You ain't on that roster. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. When we come back, we got the callers. The silence is hot. Man, it just got hot.
Is Papa sinners, but something must have got in us, cause all of us turn to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition, keeping this rough of us and speak at a western providers, cause it provides with the proper insight to guide us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go, but as long as we leave and even we'll be leaving with some kind of dough. So into that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers, keeping it real, packing still, getting high, cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly. I woke up early on my born day, I'm 20, it's a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body now fresh, and my physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some godly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one, cuss while I puss from my soul cause it's pain in my brain vein. Money maintained, no go against the grain, simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, they jewels, and rip their green cards. Dip to the project, flashing my quick cash, and got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Once I sit on the block, loose cracks, produce stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got Styles the God, ICE, T-Row. Oh, man, thank you for that cut. OG the Buck, the traffic controller, super producer of the show. It's that time of the show, man. We about to get to the callers. Oh, man, the queue blowing up, but we on the time restriction, so we're going to try to get it in, get a caller or two in the queue. Man, first caller. All-time listener, all-time caller. He always going to bring it funky, funky, funky. Our man P. What the deal, P Funk? You in the building?
I'm in the building. What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh man, just chilling, man. You know, we got the cutting of Cam Newton and the two young black young ladies playing the U.S. Open tonight. The big football games on Saturday and Thursday. And your boy, Ben Simmons, man, no shot Ben. He won't out. He ain't going to report to camp until he, you know what I mean, get traded. What you think about these things, man? The street is yours, P. P, you there? I think we lost P. Styles of Gods, you there?
I'm here with you.
Oh, yeah, there go P. There go P. P, what you think, man?
Yeah. With Ben Simmons, I've never seen such a player get all that money and just be so content on where his game is at, even though he know it's so flawed. Like, that's the strangest part to me. Like, he see how flawed his game is and just content with that. Like, I'm okay, you know, with being a bad shooter. You know, not being able to space the floor for my teammates, not being a good teammate in crunch time, you know, a wide open layup on a barely 6 foot guard, you know, and it's just wild to me that the Philadelphia organization might accept that, you know, and I mean, you could say he got the nerve to say he wanted to be traded, but I mean, shoot, it's been plenty of other players that's been disgruntled, you know, and demanded a trade, you know, just off. Because he wasn't feeling like he was wanted in the organization. You know what I mean? So I ain't going to kill him for that. But the fact that he got such a terrible game and then never works on it. Like, Giannis, he know his flaws. Like, but he embrace it. He gets to that free throw line, he can airball two free throws and come back right back down and get fouled again and not be worried that he's going to miss a free throw. And still go work on his free throws. You know, that's just you realizing that I need to get better. And Ben Simmons, man, I don't know. I think you said it earlier. He probably going to be another Allen Iverson. Like, just he never going to get, like, he never going to be that good of a teammate. For all the talent that he has, he just never going to be a good teammate on teams that he start on. Because it's just like he come with so much baggage. And then on top of that, you know what I mean? Like y'all said, he's nothing but garbage. For real, for real.
Why y'all keep comparing that boy to Allen Iverson? Quit putting Allen Iverson's name in y'all mouth. Allen Iverson
was a saint as a teammate. You know what I mean? He wasn't that good.
He wasn't that good of a teammate, first of all. You wouldn't have known that if he wouldn't have said, we're talking about practice? I mean, we're going to sit up here and talk about practice.
I mean, we would have never known about it if he would have just been a good soldier and just did his part, and, you know what I mean, when he went to Detroit and just came up the bitch. But, you know, like they say, pride cometh before the fall, so... Ben Simmons, he need to just be on borrowed time because, I mean, he ain't like his game going to age beautifully once all that athleticism is gone, you know, and I think that's really what he's banking on going for the rest of his career is that he could get a couple more $100 million contracts just off athleticism and being a good defender. So all props to him. But, yeah, transitioning over to, you know, college game day, man, I can't wait to see some of these college programs and the games that's coming on, you know, because a lot of these games that do come on this weekend will decide the playoffs for college football. I just want to let y'all know that. I'm going to just touch on a couple games. The Alabama-Miami game, I want to have so much faith in Miami and say they can pull out the upset just because Alabama is going with a new QB. And, I mean – it's new. I ain't going to say it's a new offense, but they try to replicate what they did last year. But, again, it's Alabama, and they got a swarm of defense, you know, which I think is definitely going to swarm Miami. So I think it's going to be – I think they're going to route Miami, and I feel so bad for them, you know. I'll probably go another game, the Georgia-Clemson game. Man, it's a tough one. I believe in Georgia to beat Clemson, because at the same time, I mean, this part is like their only shot, realistically. They can't knock out Clemson this year, you know, being a powerhouse that they are. and having their own new QB as well. You know what I mean? I don't know when Georgia ever going to be good. Like, when are you ever, like, because, again, this is not, I mean, it's not, like, Clemson is good. Like, they're great. They're a contender. They're a good school. But they're not Alabama. Like, they're not just going to steamroll you, you know? So, I mean, if Georgia can come out and get this quick win, then, I mean, I see them winning. I see them winning the SEC East and definitely, you know, being one of those two SEC teams in the playoffs along with, you know, Oklahoma and maybe Ohio State. So, I'll cover one more game, you know. And, Boogie, I know you're going to like this, you know what I mean? The Notre Dame-Florida State game, I think Florida State going to come out and play. That's me personally, you know. I believe in that program. And even though they got the most racist fans, you know,
you watch
they,
him
ran,
out.
They ran my man out of town. I think they are going to pull up the upset against Notre Dame. My bad, Styles, you know, for picking against your
y'all
team,
gonna
too,
disrespecting. Y'all going to stop disrespecting that gold helmet, okay?
Hey,
y'all
man,
y'all
disrespect yourselves when y'all can't, you know, when y'all get in big games and don't come through for us, you know.
We be
not on ICE birthday, man.
Oh, but yeah, real quick, you know, touching on the Cam Newton thing, man. I, you know what I mean? Boogie, you already know I text you, Styles. You already know I text you when it happened, man. And for Cam Newton, I mean, he need to just, I don't know, man. I can no longer sit there and say he for surely need to be a starter. He done already accepted backup money, you know, so that's realistically how most of the league is looking at him. Like, he accepted, he took on
good
a contract
point.
Of $5.5 million, you know. So, I mean, he might as well, he might low-key end up in Detroit, you know, Cam Newton, the future Detroit Lion, you know, because God knows we ain't got no QB for real. You know, but, I mean, he might end up in Houston or he might end up in Indy. You know, those probably like the three destinations I can see him, you know, arriving in since he's been cut. But, yeah, all hail the Mac Jones show.
Man.
Wow. With Mac Jones at the helm, do you think that the Patriots make the playoffs?
Only reason I'm going to say yes is because they got a third-place schedule. But it's going to be tight because, again, Miami ain't going to be no slouch. And we know the Bills not going to be no slouch. So I just see all three of those teams making it into the playoffs just because, you know, that they are that good. But it's going to be real tight, though. I think they make it by, you know, just by the slither of their hair. Whether they beat out, you know, they beat out another opponent, you know, for a tiebreaker. Whether that's Pittsburgh, maybe, you know, or they take, you know, Indy spot since Indy can't figure out their quarterback situation.
Damn.
That's tough.
Boy, don't
one,
do that.
One more. One, I'm gonna ask you.
You can't
I'm gonna
say
ask you this.
Like
if, so if Clemson loses, does any ACC team get in the playoff?
No.
Man,
what kind of question is that?
If Clemson loses, I still think they get in just because they're going to win the ACC outright. And I don't see really nobody.
Hold on.
I can't really see no other team really challenging them for the ACC. So if you can sit there, if Clemson
what?
Can sit there and say our only loss is to Georgia, who might be in the playoffs, you know, that's not too bad. They'll take that, you know, if they're a one-loss team. But if they take two losses, they already know they're not getting in the playoffs. And that's for any team. So,
yeah.
I mean, this opening weekend is big for a lot of teams, you know, that's in that top five, top ten.
Oh, wait.
What's in y'all cup, dude, man?
Why you say that, bro?
It's a lot of teams in the ACC, man. And
My question to you is, T-Row, they don't have five-star recruits.
Are you watching where the five-star recruits are going and the four-star recruits going?
I know where they're going. Listen, we already know where all the big-time players are going, but don't get it twisted. The last time I looked up, I didn't really see anybody from Clemson that was a Heisman Trophy candidate.
okay? So Clemson, yeah, they may be good. Don't mean that they're not beatable. Clemson do be having hiccups during the season.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say they're going to win it
outright. Anything can have a hiccup, but when you say they did you see their quarterback? He had a commercial with Dr. Pepper.
North Carolina was the team that came up last year, too. Virginia Tech always surprises somebody. You know that those teams are going to come to play. You know Georgia Tech is always. They may not be right, but they always going to give your ass a game. So it's going to be – I'm not saying that Clemson is not going to win the ACC. When you say outright, I don't think it's going to be like
– No, outright. Name two other
that.
ACC contenders. That's going to challenge. That's actually going to challenge Clemson. The next two ACC contenders.
I think North Carolina in the last 2 years have really showed me something. Like I might need to pay attention to this school. And now that they got a Heisman Trophy candidate, it's making me think. Like, damn, are they really that good? Is Coach Barnes over there really doing something in North Carolina? Like. I'm really tripping.
Coach Mack. I'll say this, Ro. I'm going to say this to your point. Every conference has a team or a team that season that might make a splash. You feel what I'm saying? And also, just because they're in conference, you're right. They're familiar with each other. They know what each other's running. But just like with Ohio State, just like with Alabama, just like with Oklahoma, do you
it
really see anybody challenging those teams? It's the usual suspects in those conferences.
Myself with my own eyes, y'all, Dream Team, I watched the signing day. Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, LSU. That's where all the five-star players went. Like, they didn't go to Georgia, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Wyoming, Minnesota. They didn't go to none of those schools. They went to Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and LSU. That's where the five-star players went this year. I watched the National Signing Day. They ain't got no smoke outside of Clemson. They ain't want no smoke. They ain't got no players, man.
Oh, man. When we
that boy go ahead.
We got the big dummy of the day. And, we got a good one, y'all. Y'all got to stay on the line. The big dummy of the day going to be so cold. Street, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Thanks, Pete, for the call, man. We love you. Stay on the line, Harv. Stay on the line. Wait till you hear this. Street.
Oh, man.
Who the fuck is you? They say, who the hell? Nigga, we the hell. I get shot three to hell. Never ever serve a nigga wake sleeping. DGS go, nigga, you shot see that. See my suicide watch, they on suicide watch. Kill yourself, get them suicide rocks. Had the nerve to write me a dear young lad. Killing them young, should've known better. I paid too much, you niggas play too much. Let the swag do the talk and I don't say too much. You niggas saying too much.
Red on the track. They say, who that? Who that? Hang on.
Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. We've been talking about the cutting of Cam Newton. Are you surprised? Some say no. Some say Cam may need to hang it up for my last caller. But you don't want to take that bag up roll when you get bag up money. So you better bag the hell up. Jeez. We've been talking college football. Man, it's going down this weekend. Three big games. Florida State, Notre Dame. Clemson, Georgia. Miami, the U. Can they upset and bring the fountain of glory back to South Beach against Bama? Man, Sloan Stephens and Coco Gauff going at it. If you ain't checking it out, it's on ESPN. And speaking of that,
it's over.
And Ben Simmons, man. What Ben Simmons going to do? He going to sit and wait. Ben, go to camp. Just go to camp. Be a professional. But I know you listening to your agent. It's cool. Hey, man, Rich Paul know what he's doing. Maybe he knows something we don't know. Who that? But listen, Dream Team, I got to tell you guys something. And you know, we watched a lot of football this weekend. Am I correct? A lot of it. And I also watched a lot of high school football. And one game in particular that I watched, because I wanted to see guys that are ranked in the country, best one of the top schools, academies in the country, IMG. You know what I mean? I wanted to see IMG. And they faced a team, and I hate to say it, they're from Ohio. They played at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Bishop Sycamore Academy. They had conflict. They had guys who deflunked out of junior college. They had guys. Are you listening to me? They had guys who were overage playing. And they tricked ESPN. They're not even really in existence. They tricked ESPN on putting them on this high school football showcase for the weekend. Are you kidding me? They had guys who were like 20 and 21 years old playing, and they got beat 58-0. ESPN, you didn't do your homework. So on the first of the month, cash the checks and come up. On September 1st, 2021, on Wild Out Wednesday, the four-letter network, the leader in worldwide sports. But today, you are the big dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You big dummy. You dummy.
You big dummy. How did they trick ESPN, Raw? How did they do it, man?
How your ass get beat? How the hell you get beat 58-0?
Oh, man.
And you that old. Let them young boys run your ass through the mud. Nice.
Man. Well, it's that time of the show, man. You got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Man, hell yeah, man. I got a big shout-out to my kinfolk, Rambo Charleston. He's going to be playing for the University of Miami on Saturday against Alabama. Watch out for number 14 in that orange and green, man. I'm looking for a great game, but I just want my kinfolk to really do his thing.
Now that he done played, now that his time for OU is over, and he's with the unit with the Hurricanes down there at the U. So, Kenfo, good luck this weekend. I know you're listening, and just do your damn boot. You know what it is. Hey, shout out to the fam. Shout out to everybody on the Dream Team. That boy STG, my boy ICE, OG the Buck, always holding it down. And to my boy Boo Meeks, my big brother. Shout out to the big homie Ramon, my boy J-Rock, that boy Air Show. To everybody, man. I'm trying to touch everybody, man. To all the Lope family, you know, I love you guys, man. And the Dream Team, y'all know what it is. I'll see you guys on Super Saturday, and let's get it in, man. And shout out to the Northern Colorado Bears, man. Let's get it. Let's get it in. You know what I mean? So yeah, baby, SPG. Hey, what you got, boy? What you got? What's your shout out this evening?
Yeah. Big shout out to the Dream Team. Big shout out to the Collinwood Cobras, man. Big shout out to OG the Buck and the Collinwood Cobras, man. Appreciate you guys letting me coach these youth and trying to get them on the right path, success in life, man. As a student athlete, you know, we don't know what these kids are going to be—a doctor, a lawyer, a surgeon, man. We might need these kids down the road to do some knee surgeries on us, fellas, hip surgeries and stuff. So we got to make sure they're in the right place and going in the right direction. I'm all for that. So shout out to the Collinwood Cobras. Shout out to my boys, 12U, Collinwood Cobras. I love y'all. Let's keep this party going. Yeah.
Street. Shout out to my granddaughter, man. Last Saturday, she had a big birthday. It was real nice, man. Shout out to my number three, a.k.a. Cheeks, man. Shout out to Solar. Shout out to Styles of God. He had a birthday, too, man, last Saturday. Want to give a shout out to Style ICE also. I want to give a shout out, man, and let's keep in our prayers, man. Everybody that's been affected by Hurricane Ida, man. So let's give a shout out to everybody that's been affected and those that are trying to help, and give shelter and food and things like that to the people in need during this trying time. So let's keep them in our prayers, man. I want to give a shout out to my man Harv. Go Ironman. Shout out to Coach Duncan, who was tuning in. Going to give out a shout out to P. You know what I mean? My man Trey down in AZ, he was listening for a minute, man. My man out in Spain, Enrique. And I also want to give a shout out to the Dream Team, man. Styles the Guy, ICE, T-Row, OG the Buck. Shout out to my man, Mr. Hudgens, man. We're going to continue to pray for you, Pop. Man, Unc, man. We're going to keep you in our prayers. Keep inspiring us, picture us rolling, and as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
Picture me rolling roll call. You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all want to see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.